I'm Jesse. I wear a lot of hats. And these are my crazy multi-talented adventures from the week. I love you. All of you. I was searching the Jesse Steele Books Facebook page. And I see that there's a bunch of people that like my books and are following there. And I didn't even know it. This whole time, I had no idea. I'm going to adjust my chair. that feels so much better. So yesterday I spent, probably between today and yesterday, I spent about maybe 16 hours coding for PacificallyTimes.com. And again, in these, the podcast weekly, I talk about the random, multi-talented, random things because they might be interesting or useful, I suppose. See, I had a coding breakthrough. A couple of things. I'm going to give you some insight, like the life of a coder, which one of the reasons that like, you know, Windows might be buggy sometimes, or that your phone might not do good work, or the car might not behave itself. A lot of problems we have come because someone in the company doesn't understand the web programmers or the computer software programmers. So by sharing this with you, I'm hoping to give you a little bit of an inside perspective into how that works. Now, mainly the language that I know is Shell, which apparently a lot of people don't. It's really an easy language, and I'm perfecting my tutorial on Shell. And hold on a second. I need a drink from this cup of coffee. It's pushing 8 o'clock in the evening and I'm drinking coffee. Some people would say that means I plan on being awake until maybe 9 in the morning. There's this software problem that nobody's solved. There's an app somewhere that you can get, you know, in the App Store, in the Google Play, and it connects to a web app that you can install. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but just bear with me. And there's a certain problem. There's a certain feature that people need. A lot of people, thousands and thousands of people. I feel like Carl Sagan here, millions and billions and thousands of thousands. A lot of people could really use some bug fixes or some feature add-ons for this software. But no one's done it. People have been talking about this, requesting this for over 6 years, and they still haven't gotten to it. Now, there are a number of reasons. They want to do things right. At the same time, they kind of make things too complicated and bite off more than they can chew. But they are trying to do things right. And things do get better over time slowly. There are a number of reasons why they haven't done this. But I still can't believe that they didn't just make this an automatic part of what they were doing. More central for what they were doing, actually. You know, it's like saying, you know, I want to get a shop for coffee. I want to get a coffee shop. And then like the only thing you sell in the coffee shop is like drip coffee. And that's it. And that's all you sell is drip coffee. And then someone says, hey, you know, could you add like donuts or espresso or donuts and espresso? It's like, yeah, we'll get to it. For now, it's just drip coffee. And it's like, you've missed the whole point of a coffee shop if you're not going to do espresso drinks like cappuccino and latte. Or if you're only going to do drip coffee, if you're not going to do donuts, you can do drip coffee and donuts. I suppose I need to have a drink of this espresso. No, I know it's a cafe espresso and a cafe latte. I know. I understand that. If you know you're Italian, it's really not really a cafe latte. It's a latte sporca. But I'm not going to. No, see, someone knows Italian and they're going to know what I'm doing. So I'm going to keep the joke inside of us who understand coffee. No, my uncle spent 15 years in Italy and had this awesome coffee shop in Monroe, Washington called the Monrovi. And I grew up surrounded by delicious, wonderful coffee. Okay, so again, well, why do you think I do jesse.coffee? Yeah, you know, huh? You know, for the, right. Okay, so, you know. All right, later on what computer programming? I almost got, look. Fast overview of the week. I've got the Hong Kong protest logo still behind me because I'm still going to talk about that. I'm not going to hang on to it for a long time, but I am going to get to that in the Taiwan special later on. This computer programming thing, though, I've had a breakthrough. This software feature that no one's written yet, I found a back door. Not dishonest stuff, but it's like I lost my key to the front door of my own house, and so I found a way to get in through the back door. Okay. All right. So I found a back door, not sneaky, a back door to my own house because the front door was locked and I didn't know how to get into my own house. So having this breakthrough, I am completely revamping PacificDailyTimes.com. I'm still going to blog through this, but it's going to get a makeover and it might show up this week. I'm going at Drudge. The interesting thing is I've got this fedora. It's a hat that I'm wearing. It's kind of like, you know, Matt Drudge, the old picture with Matt Drudge and his computer. I've had this hat since I first came to Taiwan. Interesting, this fedora. Interestingly, I'm a Linux guy, but I'm not a fedora fan. I don't really know fedora well, but okay. I don't want to get lost and distracted here. Other topics for the week. Hong Kong protests are still continuing to some extent. China Uncensored has Chris Chappell is there and he's going around, and I think I'm really glad he went. He's covering what's happening and he's showing people what's going on. So I'll get into that. One thing though, I did a video, last week where I cut up my Cathay Pacific frequent flyer card. And I did that because I can't trust Cathay anymore because of China. And almost immediately it got 3 downvotes right away. Boom. And that right there is your proof of China. There was even a comment that had some ideas about it, but it was marked for spam. So I approved the comment and then responded to it. So I've got 1 upvote on it and 3 downvotes from the Chinese spammers. I mean, there's no reason in that video that I'd do something that would get downvotes. Like, it's not a downvote video. It's, you know, the Chinese are out there and they don't want people using social media, but the Chinese are logging in to American social media and they're trolling our social media accounts. Anyhow, that's an interesting thing. I'm not going to talk about that again, I don't think, but, let me see. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, this week for Taiwan specials. So stay tuned to those. And I'm really, really, really excited about PacificDailyTimes.com and what's coming. I told you in the last week that it was going to be great. It was going to be spectacular. And I've had a major coding breakthrough. And I'm just really, really excited. So pardon me if I wasted your time on this. But you could be one of the first. Go check out PacificDailyTimes.com. Watch it. Throughout this week, it might get up. And I might start posting articles. I am going to be tweaking it and changing it. There will be some advertisements on it. I hope I can figure out how to make that work. In fact, I might even put like a picture that says ads will display here or something. I'm not, because I don't want to like start a site that doesn't have ads and then all of a sudden, you know, gets 10,000 viewers a day and then boom, now I have ads. Ha ha. You know, I don't like that. I want ads from the beginning because I just don't believe in, bait and switch. I want to give people the same quality experience all the way through. And I'm also, I'm not really interested in changing the layout of the website too much. I might improve some of the technology behind it and support it better, but I'm pretty much going to keep the theme of it the way it is. So, PacificDailyTimes.com, please go check it out. And this, I'll see you tomorrow on Taiwan Special Stuff.